limit exceeded. Warning, speed limit exceeded.
Thanks for the warning, computer, but you could be pointing out the nuclear missiles headed straight for us.
Exceeding the speed limit in any non-emergency is strictly prohibited.
Can we please try a more liberal definition of emergency? Can't you get this thing to go any faster? Fable, if we reach light speed, the ship would blow apart. Best not.
We're going to blow apart anyway. Maximum velocity. Do it. That's an order, Verity.
Oh, may the afterlife be pleasurable.
Systems restored to optimum condition. Recommended velocity achieved. Please continue normally.
We're not dead.
We're back in the Nox Galaxy, that's why. They know border control would atomize them if they crossed that line. We'll give it half an hour or so. Head back out when they've found someone else to pick a fight with. For now, put your feet up, Verity. Have a break.
That sounds like a plan. Champagne?
Why not? It's beautiful from here. The galaxy. Ugly up close, of course, but from a distance. I suppose everything's pretty if you squint.
Oh, it's beautiful. The things I've seen, Fable. I can't thank you enough.
Please, Verity, you don't have to.
But I do. I've seen the most incredible worlds. And if I hadn't met you, I wouldn't have even known that they existed. I love my life. How many people in the universe do you think can say that?
Not enough. Well, look at it from my point of view. Traveling alone was boring.
So I'm just entertainment value?
Comedic value, maybe.
What the hell is that?
Some sort of meteorite. Some sort of glowing meteorite. That's a new one on me.
Shall we follow it?
Oh, go on then.
I love my life. I hate my life.
Time's up, Verity. Let's get you out.
It's all right. I've got it. I've done this enough times after all.
Towel?
Cheers.
Was it a good one?
Oh, about usual. Which I suppose means yes, it was a good one. Just a bit too short. I miss having 30 minutes a day.
There's nothing we can do about that. The population of the galaxy grows, so more minerals are needed. More minerals, more miners. But under the austerity measures, we can't afford more machines.
Which means eventually we'll all be down to 30 seconds a day. That's comforting.
Experienced machines are expensive, but the technology's always improving. Maybe one day they'll be cheaper. We'll be given more funding for recreational hours. I mean, austerity won't last forever.
Really? You could have fooled me. They call them the frozen wastes of Adasha. Officially, they're the Adashan mines, but not even the highest ranking can be bothered to call them that anymore. We're nothing special. Every planet in the outer circles of the galaxy is like this one. Planet. I say that like this is anything more than a glorified lump of rock. It just so happens that the minerals in this lump of rock's outer crust are in demand just about everywhere. It also just so happens that the process of extracting them is pretty much the worst job imaginable. But that's okay, we're all doing it. All 4 billion of us on this planet, and the billions of others on the hundreds, maybe even thousands of other worlds in the outer circles. That's our life. The days here are 20 hours long. From 1 to 6, we sleep. 6 hours, reasonable enough. From 6 to 11, we work. From 11 to 12, we rest. From 12 to 16, back to work. From 16 to 1620, that's my turn to use the experience machine. From 1620 to 20 o'clock, I go back to work. And then the cycle starts out all over again.
Oh, thanks, Verity.
I needed that.
Oh, don't thank me. Richardson was the one who told me you needed an energy drink. Optimum performance and all that.
It's probably for the best. I've got my performance review coming up next week. I haven't extracted much recently.
Let me take over.
What? No, I can't, Verity.
Look, your personalized drill keeps count of your progress. Let me slave away at it for a bit, bring your score up, and you can have it back. I'm already where I need to be on mine, and in your condition, you could use a break.
Come on. I'm only 3 months gone.
And I'm not. So you still need the rest more than I do.
Okay. If you're sure. I owe you one, Verity.
Don't worry about it. It's my pleasure.
And then she said triplets. Triplets! It seems like we're having triplets. I can't wait.
But you get 20 minutes a day. That's no time at all. 20 minutes a day for triplets. Isn't that about 6.5 minutes per child? I hope for your sake that you win the lottery.
Try and think of it this way, doll. Kids only need the attention, so they bond. In the experience machine, they're not...
Not what?
Not real.
Verity, I didn't see you sneaking up on us.
You never do. Has, Darl, how are things?
Supposedly, Kitter is pregnant.
Kitter's the one on the experience machine, right? The one you're going out with?
I know, I've said it's not fair. He gets a girlfriend, and what do I get? I plug in, and it just sends me to a nightclub. Every night.
And it's supposed to be keyed to your deepest desires. Maybe you just really want to dance, Darl.
And I just desire domestic bliss. What about you, Verity? Still adventuring outside the galaxy?
Well, that says a lot about your deepest desire, doesn't it?
To piss off out of here? Isn't that everyone's desire?
Yeah, but most of us want to stop pissing off at some point. Settle down.
You can settle on the move. Anyway, I think we're all taking this thing too seriously. 20 minutes a day? It's not healthy to obsess over that. Even if nothing else happens to us.
Then let's talk about something else.
The food.
I think the food tastes good. A bit salty, maybe, but it's got some flavor.
The food's shit.
Well, I agree with Verity.
Has, you're the youngest. Trust me, the food tastes better the older you get.
Well, maybe we just... What's the word for it? When you've spent your whole life somewhere else and you stop being able to imagine anywhere else, you start to actually enjoy it.
Institutionalized?
That's a long word. Where did you learn that?
Fable. The woman, I mean.
What woman?
The one in the...
Experience machine, right?
There we go. We lasted about 15 seconds without talking about the experience machine. Pat on the back, folks.
Yours is teaching you new words. She's a corrupting influence, that fable.
Yeah? Maybe she is.
Comfy?
Comfy as you can be in this gloop. Fire up the machine, boss.
Your 20 minutes start now.
You seem distant. You all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. I think I just zoned out for a moment there. I don't know, weird. What were you saying?
Just that this one looks interesting. Can you zoom in?
Looks like some sort of rogue planetoid. Doesn't belong in this system. Fancy a look?
If you're up for it.
I'm always up for it.
Gravity's weak. Stay within range.
I'm sticking with you if it's all the same. What's that light I can see in the distance, curving over the horizon?
That's the Tansari sun. Though we said it looked like gold dust.
It's beautiful.
This planetoid is moving faster than you'd think. In about 20 minutes, that won't be an arc anymore. You'll be able to see the whole star. Make sure you've got your filter on. It's stunning, but fatally stunning if you're unprepared.
Already adjusted.
The best view should be over there. Are you up for a hike?
Of course. I'm wearing my best boots. How many people live in this system?
About 1 billion altogether.
Just think, some of those people, maybe all of them, will never have these luxuries.
They'll just work to stay alive, and that will be their whole lives. It's sad.
And it's not our responsibility.
Come on. Let's carry on the adventure.
Boss?
Yes, Verity?
Do you use it? The experience machine, that is.
I find it a distraction. Gets inside your head. It's all you can think about when you're out of it.
With respect, that isn't what I asked.
Yes, Verity, I use it. Only sometimes if I'm feeling down, if I'm missing home.
What's home? Weren't you born here?
I was. Lived here all my life. Home is this place, but with different people. Home is my family, and that's what I go back to when I'm in the machine. But I hear you're a wild one, having adventures through space with that fable Ash.
Yeah. Sometimes I wake up and my heart is racing.
Well, try and get some sleep tonight anyway. Big day tomorrow.
Sorry?
Don't tell me you've forgotten your performance review.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. See you then.
Night, Verity.
Night, boss. Performance reviews come once a year. That's Richardson's job. Watch us work, make notes about our work, help us into and out of the experience machine every day, and tell us how well or how badly we've been working. Some people say the experience machine part is voluntary. He just chooses to do that. And some people say that's weird. But I don't blame him. Imagine being Richardson. It's almost as tedious as being one of the miners. Good drilling, bad drilling. Hey there, ever heard of a chisel? And then, repeating the same health and safety protocols over and over again. Running the same health checks, knowing that it's all just empty promises. Here at the Adashian Mines, we put your safety first. Except for the chronic back pains. But I always, almost, enjoy the performance review. Because it's the one day of the year, except our days off, that we get to do something different. What's happened?
Haz is getting married. By the time the triplets are born, the honeymoon will be over. He'll have a family.
In the experience machine?
Yes.
For 20 minutes a day?
Yes.
Do you never think...
What?
I don't know. When people do have ideal lives, they don't flow like they do in the experience machine. You don't just meet your partner for life. You make mistakes. You get your heart broken. And that's what makes your happiness so special when it comes, is knowing how long it took you to reach that place.
What the heck are you going on about? Actually, I think I know what you're saying. The old argument that it's better to suffer and be rewarded than just to reap the benefits of a good life. That there's some value in the shit.
I'm not sure that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes I don't get you. No offense. But one minute you're using the machine, enjoying those mad adventures it shows you, and the next you're criticizing it like some sort of fundamentalist.
Don't get me wrong, Darl. I like the experience machine. I love the experience machine. I suppose you question anything when it plays that big a presence in your life. You know me, I interrogate anything I'm not 100% sure of.
We're miners. We're not paid to think.
Do you not think, though? Doing these menial tasks we have to do all the time, do you not just think?
Obviously. Doesn't everyone?
Well, all the women do, at least. Not so sure about the men. What's that look for?
What look?
That solemn, longing one on your face.
I'm glad Haz is happy.
Which means you're not. You like him, don't you? Haz. Oh, I'm so oblivious sometimes.
No one realizes. It's fine. I think I've only just started to realize. Sorry, Verity. I think I was projecting. You know?
What do you mean?
When I said you're criticizing the experience machine. I get it. You like the experience machine. I think I always knew that. I'm the one who's starting to resent it. Offering Haz a life I never could. triplets, marriage, wealth. How could I ever compare to that?
I guess the solution is to plug in and find yourself someone better than Haz.
Forgetting him for 20 minutes a day. I don't know if that's a reward or a punishment.
What the hell's going on out here? Oh shit, no.
We didn't see it go. They were just lowering the lift shafts and the rocks fell
in. They're trapped down there.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
We'll find a way. We'll get them out. You hear about this kind of thing happening sometimes.
It must have been their mistake. Maybe they cut a corner somewhere. And now look, this will set our progress back months. They'll probably cut the funding here altogether. What do we do if that happens? Do they just move us somewhere else? I thought I'd finally found a community on this station.
Don't panic, Magda. We'll deal with that issue if and when it arises. For now, I'm not entirely sure how to respond.
Oh, Richardson said he wanted to see you in his office.
Really?
It's your performance review.
Yes, I know, but with an incident like this, surely the performance reviews are cancelled.
The rest of them are. For some reason, he still wants to see you.
I don't know whether to feel flattered or concerned. I suppose I'll find out. Good luck here, Magda. Everything will be okay, I promise.
Verity Weaver.
Sir?
It's fine, Verity. This isn't the military. You've known me a long time. Call me Boss, if that's what you prefer. Or just Richardson, if you want. This is an informal anyway, for reasons which will soon become clear to you.
Then, if I might ask, Boss, why am I here? We've just had the worst incident in months, potentially fatal for all of the trapped miners. 6 people lost. Why are you still conducting my performance review?
You're a hard worker, Verity. You provide moral support for everyone. Oh, I've caught you helping others stack up their points, and frankly, I think it's admirable. I want you to know that you're a pleasure to have around.
Boss!
I want you to know because of what I'm about to say. You're aware that today marks the lottery results.
I am, yes. Do we know who won?
I know who won. You, Verity.
But what?
I don't think luck even comes into it. They're selected at random from the whole planet. That makes you 1 in 4 billion. Congratulations.
Whoa, hold on there. Hold on. I won? I won the lottery? I won the lottery?
That's the one. I'm sure you're aware of the process, but I'm obliged to remind you nevertheless. Should you choose to accept, then, at a point of your choosing within the next week, you will be plugged into the experience machine with 100% immersion. The machine will be stored in the archives and kept supplied by the central generator. You will remain in the experience machine for the rest of your life with no idea that you were ever on this planet at all. I'm just jealous, Verity. To have come this close, I know I'll never be selected now. 2 from the same region would be too great a coincidence.
Can I not transfer the winnings to you? If you really want this, after everything you've done for us...
No, there's no transfer allowed. That's a good thing, in a way. It makes accepting the gift so much easier. You're going to get to spend the rest of your life traveling the stars, with a higher life expectancy, I should add, than anyone you've ever met. You've probably still got 50, even 60 years left in you. And the best part? You won't ever have to look at the surface of this planet again. It must all seem worthwhile now.
No.
Sorry?
I mean, no. I can't accept this. Sorry, Boss, the wrong person won. I can't take a life in the experience machine.
Verity, I know this is overwhelming. I know the prospect of leaving this behind is a change. But
it's not that.
If you have anxieties about...
Nothing you can say will change my mind. I'm saying no, Richardson, and that's that.
No one has ever declined this offer. That's why everyone is automatically entered into the lottery. There's no question of whether you'll accept. Why could you possibly want to stay here?
I'm sorry. You're a good man, but I don't think that's something I'll ever be able to explain to you.
You're mad. You know, quite mad.
Aren't we all? The most important fact you'll ever learn about the experience machine is that it's reality. For 20 minutes every day, it's the only world you know. Every time you plug in, get sealed inside that tank, the machine deceives you into believing the dream it presents you with. You forget you've lived any other life. Think about where you are now. Are you enjoying your life? Are things going well for you? Are all your problems somewhere far, far away? If you've answered yes to all those questions, then maybe you're inside the experience machine right now. Maybe you're about to wake up and start the next day's shift. There's no way of telling. I told Richardson that I couldn't explain, that he'd never understand. That's what I told the others, too. And that was half the truth. The other half is that I don't understand either. The more I think about it, the more my own choice moves beyond comprehension. I don't know why I said no. I don't know why I chose to stay here. But I did. And I was so sure, I'm still so sure, that it was the right thing to do.
Verity! Verity! It's the end of the day. What are you still doing out here? Can you even see?
It's not exactly pitch black. Look at the sky, it's just gray. Dead.
Verity, I think you should come inside. Get some sleep. If you're having regrets, I'm sure they'll understand. The incident this morning shook us all. And now there's no sign of the miners. They're all presumed dead. It's a rough day for all of us. Tell them you changed your mind. They will understand.
But I haven't. I haven't changed my mind.
Then what are you going to do with your life, hmm? Just wait? Carry on mining? Carry on tiring? Carry on just being?
No, not that. I can't. Not after today. Not anymore.
Then what? You were offered a way out. What else is there?
I'll find a way. I'll head back inside in a bit, I promise. I just need a few moments out here in the air.
The bloody freezing air. Okay. Go on then. Just look after yourself.
I'll endeavor to. See you around, Magda. I'm so tired. I said I'd go. Go home. Maybe home is out there. All the way out. Only one way of finding out, I guess. I'm walking. For once in my life, I'm not following orders, I'm not following maps, I'm not following any stupid guidebook. I'm leading. Leading myself, leading maybe more. Maybe I'm leading someone else or something. But it's too cold. Too cold to think, too cold to feel. I think that's why I chose to venture out this far. I think it's been hours walking. At least it feels like hours. I'm looking back. I can't see our station any longer. I can't even remember which way I came from. No going back. No going back. I'm lonely. I'm lost. It's cold and isolated and dark and terrifying and cold and cold. Beautiful. Beautiful. But a star, a falling star. Falling. Crash. A thought. That's all it takes. When you think you've given up, when you're ready to let go, when you've told yourself over and over again that the world doesn't need you anymore, all it takes is one single thought to bring you back. Someone else has fallen, and I'm the only one who can hear them. I'm amazed there's anything left of this ship at all. Hello? Is there anyone in here? It's gotta be a pilot at least.
Help!
Hello?
Stuck.
Wait a moment, I know that voice.
Help!
Yes, right, okay. That's a nasty wound. Can you move your leg?
Can't feel.
Not to worry, I'll get you out. Whatever the case, you can't stay inside a burning ship. I'm sorry, this might hurt. That's it. Out we come. Nearly there. We're out. I'm sorry about your ship.
I need rest.
There's somewhere just over here. That's it. Let's sit you down. Here.
Thank you.
I should probably introduce myself, shouldn't I? This is weird, because you don't know my name, but... Okay, I'm Verity. Verity Weaver.
I'm...
Fable Ashwood. Yeah, I know.
I see. Famous. Around these parts.
Well, sort of. I got you on the experience machine. I guess you know that's a possibility, since they have to get your consent before they can replicate your memories for commercial use. I bet it paid well.
Oh, it did.
Here, you're sounding a bit stronger now. How's the leg?
Painful. Still can't feel anything. Verity?
Yeah?
You saved my life. Thank you.
Well, between you and me, Fable, you just saved mine as well. I was freezing out here. Maybe it was the heat of the ship, or maybe the adrenaline rush. Either way, I think we saved each other, which puts us square.
You're a... miner?
I don't know what I am. But I was, yes.
I've never met a miner.
I've never met someone who wasn't. Funny, that. I'll, go see if I can salvage anything from what's left of the ship. Will you be all right if I leave you?
I'm sure I will manage.
The Nox Galaxy is divided into three sections, or rings. Rings is a loose term, since the galaxy is more of a spiral, but it helps you understand the geometry. The outermost rings are known as the Outer Circles. Inventive name, I know. They comprise about 80% of the galaxy, so don't be misled by the term outermost. Worlds like Adasha. Some are warmer, more hospitable, others are even colder. And on every one of those worlds, they mine something. Something to give the other 20% power or industry or heat or light. Oh yes, the other 20%. There's the first world, a gargantuan planet in the innermost circle. That's where the government is based. But most of the remaining 20% is made up of a ring of planets known as the Middle. They call those planets gravitationally unstable because several of them skirt over the line separating them from the outer circle. And if their orbital patterns change, then so too does their official status. They become part of the outer circle, and their cozy little heritage parks become mines like ours. Imagine it, being able to pick your career, having free time, having a house maybe, I don't know, pets, moving house, taking up hobbies, imagine, just imagine hobbies. But imagine knowing, that whole time, that it could be ripped away from you at any moment. That your fate rests on the movement of planetary bodies you can't see, let alone understand. That if your world slips over that line, you lose it all. That's life on the Middle. And that's where Fable Ashwood was born. From what she, or at least a construct of her in the experience machine, told me, she worked at some sort of law firm and made such a success of herself that she afforded her own ship. But the ship malfunctioned on its first journey.
Signal lost. Signal lost.
What do you mean, signal lost?
Signal
Stop
lost.
Saying signal lost.
Signal lost.
Ugh!
1-in-a-million glitch. The ship had somehow disconnected from the server, which meant that the navigational boundaries, that is, the fail-safes that stop you from straying too far out, had deactivated themselves since they relied on satellite navigation.
So, you're not going to tell me where I am?
I just need to work it out for myself.
Well, I can see a planet. Can I look up planets by size and color?
Fable figured out how to cope without a navigational system soon enough. She even started to enjoy it. But she knew, well, thought, that her days were limited, so she returned to her firm. And after weeks of research, discovered a loophole. Well, not so much a loophole as a complete and utter legal miracle.
That can't be right, surely. There's got to be a catch.
But there was no catch. According to Nox law, consumers are not legally obliged to report a malfunctioning product, nor are they legally obliged to understand its configuration or memorize its navigational boundaries. In layman's terms, there's no law for them to break. In space travel, legal restrictions are enforced on ships, not on their passengers. So Fable left, in a ship designed to traverse the middle, with a far more exciting prospect, traversing the universe instead. And here's the best part, doing so without committing a single criminal offense. That was the woman I traveled with for 20 minutes a day. Except she never traveled with me. I consumed the memories she sold and imprinted myself on them like an editor taking credit for a writer's work. I always knew that was the deal, but seeing her now, looking into her eyes and realizing she doesn't have a clue who I am, somehow, that's more painful than I could ever have imagined. Good news. Most of the ship seems salvageable. The fires are all out. I ran a systems diagnostics check, and I've activated self-repair. Should take a few hours. 20 minutes every night, always with you, always on that ship. I know you don't remember it, but for me, it happened. I know that spacecraft as well as you do, and I know how you treat those engines. Recommended velocity is recommended for a reason.
No one knows my spacecraft as well as I do.
That's more like it. With the fires all burnt out, Fable, we're both going to start losing body heat rapidly. We need to make a move. How are you for walking?
I might be able to manage, but I'll need support.
Which I'm very happy to provide. Just as I always was.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure the station is that way. It could be a couple of miles, but getting back to the warmth of the cabin is our only hope of surviving tonight. We can go back for your ship in the morning.
Whatever you say, boss.
That makes a change.
Why me?
Why you what?
Why did you pick me? In the experience machine.
Well, you know, technically, I didn't pick you. The machine picks for you. You just lie down in the gloop and it channels your deepest desires.
Down, girl?
You know what I meant.
You're right. I do know what you meant. You meant that your deepest desire is to leave. Just like mine was. So come with me, Verity. When we're back on the ship. What reason could you possibly have for staying here?
You don't even know me.
But you know me. The machine says we're friends. What reason do I have for doubting its impeccable judgment? I'd like to get to know you.
Oh, go on then. I guess I could always come back to Adasha. Visit 20 minutes a day or something.
Exactly.
What the hell are those things? They're just coming out of the ice.
No.
What?
No, they're not. Look, that's not a rock, but the ice is coating one of the experience machines. But what is an experience machine doing all the way out here?
Fable, I really think you should get back.
Oh, Oh, of course. They must dispose of them out here when they pack up after a few decades. This one must be old. But those creatures, they're like mechanical insects.
There's a lot of them, Fable, and they've somehow buried under the ice. We need to move. The station is just over there.
Fascinating. They're coming from the machine somehow. Why are they coming from the machine?
I'm getting dizzy. I don't feel so good.
Oh. I think I understand.
Actually, very, very dizzy. Wobbly.
Hey. What's up? I didn't see you there. You gave me a fright.
But...
No!
No! Mabel! Gone. She's just gone. Like she was never there at all. Swallowed by a crack in the ice as those things, those insects, swarmed around her. Killed by her curiosity. Instantaneous, but with long enough for her to realize what was happening to her. I met Fable Ashwood. And when it came down to it, I wasn't the traveling companion she deserved. Because I didn't keep her safe. I didn't shout loud enough. I was too in awe to save her life. And out on the horizon, there it is. Sunrise over the frozen wastes. Bathing the station in a golden glow. I should go back. I should join the effort to rescue the miners. I should tell them about Fable and get a message sent to the middle. Then maybe I could plug myself into the experience machine, see if the offer still stands. Spend a life forgetting that Fable's dead. And it won't matter that I let her down, because I'll be there and we'll be standing tall together. Verity Weaver and Fable Ashwood, pioneers. Except there's just one problem. And the reason I turned the offer down in the first place. There's something special, no, something wrong with me. Because I have the one desire the experience machine can't satisfy. See, all has wanted was security, stability. The machine gave him that in the form of a family. Darl wanted to forget her existence and have mindless fun, and the machine gave her that. Richardson wanted the machine to take him back to a better place, so it did. I never asked Magda what she wanted, but I suspect it was just a bit of peace and quiet. It goes without saying, the machine would have given her that. My desires were no more valid than theirs, nor were they any less. But the machine could only satisfy psychological drives, and mine was more than that. I didn't just want to feel a certain way, I wanted that feeling to be real. I didn't just want to simulate new worlds, I wanted to touch them. That's why the prospect of cutting myself off from reality, living life as an indeterminate blob, disturbed me. In the end, I wasn't the one who wanted to escape. That was everyone else. So now, you see, I'm looking back, and I'm seeing a choice. A second option. What if I turn around? Head back to Fable's ship. See if the self-repair was successful. What if I just leave?
Yes, come in.
Sir?
Magda, I was looking for you. Have you seen Verity this morning? She was acting very odd last night.
No, sir. Actually, come to think of it, she was... But, sir, I came to tell you the miners...
Oh, please be good news.
The team have just re-emerged. The lift shaft had collapsed. No idea how. The bottom looks as if it's almost been gnawed away. Some sort of creature or some insect, so...
We'll get to that later. The miners, Magda. What happened to the miners?
All six emerged alive.
And
the body. Someone swallowed by the ice. And again, they've got those marks. I think there's something down there, boss. In the rocks.
But there were only six miners trapped, and we keep a log of everyone's movements. It wasn't Verity, was it? Please tell me it wasn't Verity.
It wasn't Verity. But we've identified the body, and boss, you won't believe it!
almost exactly as I remembered. Knickknacks lining the shelves, always falling off and smashing during flight. Floors badly in need of a sweep. That beautiful, elegant deck. So many controls that even you couldn't identify some of them. Oh, Fable.
System's back online.
Grieve later. I need to leave this planet. And I need to figure out what those insects were and how they got inside that experience machine, because I'm not letting you die for nothing, Fable. But for now, I'm going to do what you did best. I'm going to run away, and I'm going to have a blast.
Warning, speed limit exceeded.
And don't you know it, Kyra. Now let's see some new worlds.